What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek. That's me to another. That is you. Happy Tuesday. Quick question. Would any of you be interested in a Front Page Tech shop, a place where we sold posters and mugs and t-shirts and shit? We've actually sold shirts before, but I don't think we had the audience for it at the time. It didn't do well, but we're thinking about doing it again. Not just Front Page Tech branded stuff, logos and whatnot, but like actual cool, funny, creative designs. Either way, is this something you're even interested in? In the comment section, type a YARP or a NARP. YARP for yes and NARP for no. News. Today, Apple officially started rolling out iOS 10 to the public, and somehow they managed to fuck it all up. Apparently, a ton of people had the issue today where they tried to go ahead and install the update, and in the process, they just flat out bricked their phone, or their phone was forced into recovery mode and they were prompted to plug it into their computer to use iTunes to restore their phone. Either way, it's bullshit. Now, I'm pretty sure the exact same thing happened when they released iOS 9. Like, I could be wrong there, but I'm pretty sure I remember reporting this same exact thing. And I don't understand, like, you've had so many beta versions of this that you've been rolling out, and you've done just fine, and suddenly you release it to the public, and you're bricking everyone's phone. I don't understand how it happens, but it happened, and apparently Apple says that they have fixed it. So you should be good to go ahead and install the update now. Sorry to everyone else that it didn't work for. That sucks, I guess. I guess this is a good point to mention. You should probably back up your phone before you actually install the update. Back up your phone first, then install the update. But like I said, Apple says it's fine now. Obviously, by now, you know that the battery in the Note 7 explodes. Fire happens, and that sucks. Yes, Samsung has issued a recall. Even that's a little bit sketchy on their part. But it seems that now, for the people that don't want to give up their phone, Samsung has come up with a fix. So this is initially starting off in South Korea. They're actually fixing this, the whole battery exploding thing, with a software update. What kind of software update? Well, one that makes sure that while charging your phone, it peaks at 60%. Okay, so this might have been fine if, like, your phone overheats and a graphic of some flames pops up on the screen, like, ooh, too hot. But that's not what happens. Physical, a hardware issue. The battery explodes, and you're fixing it with a software update that caps the charge at 60%. So not, these people paid a shit ton of money for this phone. That sucks, by the way. It might just melt your face. That's fine. And now your fix is just to decrease their battery life. Okay. This is, like I said, this is starting off in South Korea right now. We don't know if it's going to, like, expand and the update will roll out in other places of the world, like the US for one. How about you just truly find out what the issue is and then fix that and try to sell the phone that way? Don't let people keep their phone and just hope that they don't charge it a lot. By now, there is no possible way you haven't heard this already. But in case you haven't, Adblocker Plus now sells ads. So they're launching a new ad marketplace where website owners can actually pick out quote-unquote acceptable ads and place the acceptable ads on their website instead of the not acceptable, the bad ones. Dude, what? So you're telling me that you're going to block annoying ads, ads that are annoying, ads that are in the way, ads that are too big, and you're replacing those with ads that are just less annoying, less in the way, less too big. Okay, solid move, makes complete sense. I'm curious, what do you guys think? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm assuming a lot of you use Adblock Plus, so let me know what you think. Comment section below. I'm going to kind of stay away from this one. We already reported on this back in May, but now we have an official date. It is September 19th. That is the day that Twitter will start allowing you to add more characters in your 140 character limit. So starting on September 19th, media attachments, images, GIF GIFs, videos, polls, and even quoted tweets will no longer impact that character limit. That's great. I mean, honestly, that totally makes sense to me. Now you can sort of take full advantage of your 140 character limit. Fantastic. Though I do have a question. Why the f*** can't we edit tweets yet? Can someone answer that? Now, hold up. Before we go ahead and answer today's Ask FPT, how about we pay some bills? When it comes to cable management, there is literally nothing out there better than a one-wrap roll from Velcro Brand. First of all, each roll lasts forever since you're only cutting off pieces as you need them. And just as you would expect with any other Velcro brand products, it's completely reusable. To learn more about One Wrap products and of course to grab some for yourself, just click that link in the description below. Today's Ask FPT is from Andrew Gonzalez, and he says, is your show better than The Verge? And if so, why? Also, if you could, what would you say to the creator of The Verge? I mean, I'm a little biased here, but yes, I'd say it's better than The Verge. But as to why, I'm curious, how about we do it differently? How about you tell The Verge why Front Page Tech is bad? Go tweet The Verge at Verge on Twitter and tell them why Front Page Tech is better. This will work out fine. If you have a question and want to be featured on Front Page Tech, all you have to do is leave it down in the comment section below with the hashtag AskFPT. And that is the show. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. If you did, be sure to hit that subscribe button down below. Click it, a ticket. You can also follow us on Twitter at Front Page Tech. Can't wait to see your Verge tweets. I'll see you tomorrow.